for Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan-cook schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking, one-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city on 1116 SEN. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
18 minutes to 8. A lot of education on Winx's name coming through for you at the SMS, Del.
Yeah, I did question you before the break, Hutto. You
had Vegas showgirl.
That was the pedigree line, wasn't
yep.
it? So that makes sense for Winx.
Yep.
Hence being winked at. So you were correct, Hutto. Thanks for all that feedback.
More from Moonee Valley shortly in the lead up to the Cox Plate, of course. Winx going for 4 Cox Plates. Breakfast with the best out there. Katie Price will give us the latest. And, of course, tune into 11:16 SEN Racing with Katie and the team, Simon O'Donnell, Sam Hyland and the team. And Jared Waitley has joined the team in the last week or so, calling all the big races, as he will on Saturday. But one man who's, I think, going to be a little distance away from Moonee Valley. He'll be doing a race of sorts of his own. Well, not really a race, more a trek on the Kokoda Trail, and that is the great Dermot Brereton. How are you, Derm?
Hello, how are you?
Very, very good.
Hey, Dal.
Oh, hello, Derm.
How do you prepare your hair for the Kokoda Trail, Derm?
I was thinking, how long will it take Hutto before he tries to have a dig?
30 seconds.
Well, we saw you last Thursday. You dropped into the studio at Fox last Thursday night, and your hair was a Wednesday. Your hair was looking a little bit wild, so I was just wondering, if, you know, in the off-season, are you going to put it in a ponytail or something for the Kokoda Trail?
It's a little long, isn't it? It's just all over the shop at the moment. So, no, we get to the point with my hair, we just don't give, we don't give a stuff between now and when we come back for footy in mid-February.
So it has an off-season, your hair, Derm, does it? Now tell us.
Absolutely, you need it.
The Kokoda Trail, it's something a lot of Hawthorne people have done. Have you done it before?
Yeah, I did it 22 years ago. I did it with when I was back at Channel 9, they wanted to do a trek of it, a bit of a reunion type trek, an anniversary trek, and there was Daryl Braithwaite, Grant Kenny, Collett Mann, Angry Anderson. There was a whole host of us that did it. It was fantastic. It was the most difficult thing I've done outside of any form of football training, playing. You know, it was just exhausting. It was, and depending on how hard you push yourself and the time frame you try and do it in, it was extreme, yeah.
22 years, Derm, is a very long time. How has been your preparation for this particular walk?
Been working up to it for 22 years. Should be really good, shouldn't it? There's a place out at Mount Dandenong, not the 1,000 steps, that's a bit groomed and a bit nice and a bit calm, a bit easy. There's a place I've been going out up Mount Dandenong and walking up the side of the mountain there, a bit of a fire trail, a little bit rocky and no real path, so to speak. That's pretty heavy going, so that's fairly symbolic of what you confront out in Kokoda. Now, having said that, I haven't been there for 22 years, and I would expect that there, and I have seen photographs and little bits of footage that the track has been, I wouldn't call it groomed, but it has become more user-friendly because of the amount of, the volume of trekkers who go across it now. So it definitely won't be easier, but it'll just be a little bit more comfortable that you won't lose your way along the way. I mean, there were times you'd stand on the track and you'd look forward and you'd think, where's the track? Which way does it go here? Like anything in the wilderness, a tree falls, a bush grows, and it grows over the track. But now it's so frequently used, I don't think you'll have that scenario anymore.
Del and I were just chatting about working with you over the years, and I said we've travelled a lot together, covering footy, and you used to do Getaway, and in those days you'd come back with interesting, really interesting stories about where you'd been. You are a great student of history as well, and great awareness of war and so forth. What does the Kokoda track or trail mean to you?
Well, that's how this came about, Anthony. I've got a study. I mean, I love to learn about military history. It's not just a learning about war, but I love military history because I love finding out what man will do under adverse and extreme circumstances for a fellow man in the face of opposition. And for me, the trail exemplifies everything that, you know, courage and self-sacrifice and all those types of things that the military exudes. And some of the stories, you know, when I would tell you about the getaway stuff, it was fantastic to learn about the world. When I went to the Omaha beach in the D-Day landing beach in Normandy, I noticed there was a lot of American guys with short military haircuts. So I chatted to a few of them, and they actually get a subsidy from the American military. If they want to go and visit Omaha Beach, they get a subsidy to go and visit it to learn about what it is to be a soldier. I mean, that's their Gallipoli. I mean, and to see what happened there, they got mowed down from close range, blokes sitting in bunkers with machine guns. And then when you go to Kokoda Trail, I remember the guy I did it with last time, and I'm doing it with getaway trekking this time. He said, look, you've got your stick. He said, I'm going to go anywhere down the track here within about 30 metres. He said, you take your time and you try and spot me. And I went down the track and I did my best ninja reconnaissance / identification. And at one stage, he just reached out from behind me when he was concealing himself and touched me in the back of the kidneys with his walking stick and said, gotcha. And to me, that's what it would have been like. I mean, it would have been frightening. Every step for the diggers would have been terrifying, would have been frightening. That, I mean, they're carrying webbing. We're carrying modern-day backpacks. They were carrying webbing with, you know, carrying light machine guns, carrying mortars, carrying so much weight on it, you know, substandard equipment. And people are shooting at them, and people are, you know, and believe me, there were professional Japanese soldiers that were extreme as well, and they were brilliant at what they did as well. So, to learn what these young men did, I wouldn't trust my son with $20 to go down the shop and get a carton of milk. But had he been born, you know, in 1920, he probably would have gone to Kokoda.
We'll get some messages off the SMS. People have just come back. It's still stinking hot, sweaty, and bloody hard, Derm, but the best thing, the best thing I've done, that's from Stoney and Fish Creek. Now, you started working with OSSA, and you'll be testing the OSSA Unloader, one light knee brace. Tell us what that's all about, Derm, as you fight against osteoarthritis.
Yeah, look, I had my cartilage out when I was 19. Of all people, Ken Judge tried to tackle somebody, the one tackle of his career, good old Ken, and he caved into my knee in the 84 Grand Final. And I've had bone on bone ever since. So we had that out, and it's a little bit like biting on tinfoil but in the knee. And what happens is you grind down the top of your tibia, so over 30-odd years. But this unloaded knee brace does, which has been a godsend for me, is it actually turns a little bit of the angle of your knee, so it takes the load off that flat spot area that's grinding upon each other, distributes the load elsewhere where there actually is cartilage on the inside of the knee, the medial cartilage. So it's absolutely been a godsend for me. I don't get any of that sharp feeling. So that's allowed me a little bit of peace of mind, knowing that I can perhaps achieve the track not easier, but more comfortably in my mind. I'll get through it.
So that's OSSA, OSSUR, if you're interested in that, if you struggle with knee and joint pain, the OSSA Unloader One Light Knee Brace. Derm, we must away. Thanks for joining us. Have a great time over there. I know you will. And, you'll
good luck and stay safe.
Yeah, good luck and stay safe. And
We'll talk. It should be all right. No one's shooting at
it. We'll talk to you soon, mate.
See you guys.
Good on you, Derm.
The great Dermot Brereton. You can just tell that he's just in his element. Like, you know that he can talk to him. We know that.
Yes.
He can talk.
One of the best storytellers ever.
Yeah. And when he's talking footy, he's passionate and talks, you know, great intricacies. But when he's talking about his travels or history or whatever, you can multiply that by about five. He just loves it.
You think a few things will come out of this trip,
story-wise? There'll be some stories from Derm.
96 kilometres, Kokoda. You've never done it?
No, have you done it?
No. But every time I hear other people speak about
it,
I feel like it's a challenge that I'd love to tick off at some stage. But I reckon when I hear Derm speak about the history of war and some of these battles that have happened around the world, I also hear that competitive side in him that I can still do this.
You are right.
Doesn't that, the first thing is, you know, 22 years ago I did it. Now, I'm not sure exactly how old Derm is now, but it's another challenge for Derm. I think he's still got that bubbling
early
away.
Early 50s, huh?
Yeah, sure. It's still bubbling away inside him somewhere. So 96 kilometres. And I know, as you said, things have changed in regards to technology and their backpacks that Derm will be using from 22 years ago, but you wouldn't doubt him.
No, you definitely wouldn't. You wouldn't. All right, it's 7 minutes away from 8. Plenty more still to come. We're going to get back out to Moonee Valley shortly and get the latest with Winks and the build-up to the Cox Plate. Michael Zappone is going to talk soccer with us as well. Should the FFA encourage Usain Bolt to just bolster up the contract a little bit, give him a little bit more? What's your gut feeling on that?
Depends on what they're currently offering him.
Well, they're talking about the difference between offers. Of the Mariners are talking about, at the moment, speculation is 150 and Bolt wanted 3 million.
That's a fair bit different.
There's a bit of a gap. Gap to make up. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with plenty more with thanks to Snitz and Melbourne Airport Park.